Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
No peace is what they're screaming.
in the streets of Staten Island and in New York State. Now, along with Ferguson tonight, America, not just America, they're tuned in across the world. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us tonight. It is 6:05 on the West Coast, 9:05 here on the East Coast. Coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Disturbing situation in New York. Our topic tonight surrounds Eric Garner and this just a couple hours ago, a few hours ago, grand jury declines to indict NYPD officer who pretty much choked an unarmed African-American man to death in New York City for selling cigarettes on the street. It's not a game. Black lives clearly aren't important in America. Our topic again surrounds Eric Garner and the grand jury declining to indict an NYPD officer tonight. Man, before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, I believe she's with us, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Yes, I'm sick of it. How y'all doing?
Think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
She ain't make it through the door yet. She's still simmering down. She's real hot chocolate.
My eyes are closed. You're hearing the voice of that noob all the way live out of the DMV. St. James.
Man. Yo. What's good?
Man.
What's up?
I see it's the same all around the world, same song.
Man.
You know? This is something
okay.
real.
But it is all around the world. This whole, hands up.
Who've been under a rock. This actually took place back in July. So it's not that it just happened. It didn't just happen, the incident. We're talking about the jury decision. No indictment, and the perspective surrounding that is it was no reasonable cause. The jury decided that there was no reasonable cause to indict the officer for choking the black man to death. 43 years old. His only crime, he was selling cigarettes and wasn't paying the taxes on the cigarettes. No reasonable cause for the death of Eric Garner. The grand jury decides not to indict, which is in sync with Ferguson. And the grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. Clearly, black lives are not important. Listen, hashtag not one dime. Not one dime. The holiday.
Yeah, not at all.
Not one dime. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Follow us on Twitter. Hashtag not one dime. Follow us at T.M. Hyman Radio, myself, M.R.T.M. Hyman, at St. James, at Very Hot Choc, and at Madam Boston. We're the crew. It's Wednesday. It's interesting. Again, we are upon another no indictment for an officer that killed an African-American male. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back. We'll keep it moving. We are the crew. You're in tune to the Social Lab, everybody. GM Hyman Radio. Wow. 909.
Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. To the beat, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Until the beat comes, says the beat is your shot. Come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old. What I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school, but
I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me or the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, Joe, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapping her down, sister. So I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just a beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A conflict, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Yo, we gotta be the sure shot.
Now periodically I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became my first century. Out goes the weave, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence. About my people, she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me. In a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast, and I was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded. So why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did stud, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past. So she got into R&B and power space and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her. She was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just a beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat calm, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it on, check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he on to the native. So if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressin' hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping glocks, serving rocks and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her. Not just to say I did it, but I'm committed. But so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2 consensus is gold to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, I used to love her, I used to love her,
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Common with Used to Love Her. It is 9:14 p.m. here on the East Coast and 6:14 p.m. on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out. We are tonight talking about Eric Garner. The jury came back with no indictment for the police officer that that murdered Mr. Garner.
Let's call his name out. Daniel Pantello is his name.
Oh, yeah, I was getting to that.
Yeah. Daniel Pantello.
Well, yes, that man right there. The thing about that, though, is the fact that I don't get it, because the medical examiner declared his Mr. Garner's death a homicide. So how is it his death considered a homicide, but no one being charged for that homicide? So who's responsible at that time? If you're a lawyer, please call in and answer that question. 917-889-3926.
Clearly they're saying that it was Mr. Garner's fault. You know, that the officer, again, folks, what the jury decided was that there was no reasonable cause, that Mr. Pantello was not responsible for the death of Mr. Garner. That is ultimately what the jury's saying. Now, what I've learned from the Ferguson situation, and we're going to have a show all by itself surrounding prosecutors. See, we haven't really looked deep enough into the situation about Mr. Brown, because there's some interesting things that took place in the courtroom
that
the prosecutor really led and made happen on behalf of Mr. Darren Wilson. The prosecutor was so nice in Ferguson, if you really go back and pay attention and read up and understand what happened in the courtroom, the prosecutor in Ferguson was so nice, Mr. Wilson didn't even need a lawyer in the courtroom. But that's a whole different show. What I'm thinking tonight, just so that we can look at the bigger picture, is that maybe the laws in Staten Island as it relates to NYPD, maybe the laws in New York City as it relates to officers, maybe the laws need to be reviewed. Maybe the laws act to protect the officers, and 'cause everything comes down to statutes. So this is another thing. Ladies and gentlemen, and people who really are outraged by what's happening, your voice makes a difference.
But the chokehold was banned in 1993 in New York.
All I'm saying is we should look at the bigger picture and how no indictment, how no reasonable cause really, how they came to that conclusion. Again, I invite you to become a part of the conversation, 917-889-3926. And I think we already got some folks want to chime in.
Yeah, we got to ask the part.
But did you hear what I said?
Brother Coop, is that you over there?
Yeah, this is me calling from Washington,
hey, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
But can I get this out?
Go ahead.
Hey, get this out.
Thank you. The fact that the chokehold was banned in 1993 by the NYPD, it was banned, that move. Banned. Okay, continue.
Okay. I'm gonna say this. How you doing, Madam CeeLo? I'm gonna say this. The chokehold being banned doesn't make it illegal, because it's just banned by the police department. That a grand jury can't indict based on the police department said you can't do this, because it doesn't make it a crime. It just means that he didn't follow police protocol. But I want to read a statement to you from Darren Wilson. This is part of his interview that he did the day after he murdered Mike Brown. And the build-up to this is that he was driving one direction. Mike Brown and his friend were walking in the opposite direction in the street. As he drives by, he tells them that to get out the street. And Brown's friend says, "We're almost to our destination."
Hey, Coop. Yeah. Can I put you on pause right now?
Okay.
We have the mother live. Let's listen into the mother live on ABC.
Okay.
Show ABC.
Put our trust in the justice system when they fail us like this. They didn't only fail me. They failed many of us. And if we don't take care of this, they may fail you in the future.
Right.
We got to make this right. And we're so happy that the federal government is now talking about taking over and investigating. We asked them twice before, but now they see how important it is for them to come in and take this case, and as well as the other cases, the Brown case. And I think National Action Network, Reverend Sharpton, Reverend Daughtry, oh, my goodness. This is just so emotional. We thank Reverend Kirsten for standing with us. We because we need all your support. We need your support, and we need peace. But we need peace throughout the support. Yeah, we want you to rally, but rally at peace. Make a statement, but make it at peace. Do what you have to, but do it in peace. Okay? But I thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight to show support and love for the family and for my son, which I will never see again. This thing is just breaking my heart, just pulling me apart. But thank you. Thank you so much.
That's the mother of Eric Garner live tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Coop, didn't mean to cut across you, but that was moving. That was live. You were talking about comments that Darren Wilson actually made. You want to recap it and pick back up?
Yeah. So basically, the buildup is they're walking in one direction. Darren Wilson is driving in the other. He pulls past them and tells them, hey, get out the street. Brown's friend says, we're almost to our destination. Wilson says, yeah, but what's wrong with the curve? He says that Brown tells him, excuse my language, fuck what you have to say. So the detective actually says, okay, what happened next? Wilson says, then after that, I put my vehicle in reverse to back up about 10 feet to him in an attempt to open the door. Prior to backing up, I did call out my radio and said, Frank 21 out with two, send another car. Now, basically, they're going in another direction. He backs up because he says they had walked past his window. So they already passed him. He backs up. Now he's in front of them, so they're walking towards him. He opens the door. That right there tells me he didn't just open the door to get out, to be in front of him. He opened the door to open it into Mike Brown. That right there tells me this was poor conflict de-escalation. He opened the door into that young man's chest. So as a reaction to it, he pushes the door back to him, and that is what set everything off. If he just opens the door where he's at and gets out and does whatever he has to do, it probably doesn't get out of hand that same way that it did. But instead, by him doing what he did, it all got out of hand, and he killed that young man 140 feet away from that car. I've personally been on a grand jury. The way that grand jury works is not the way a grand jury works unless the prosecutor wants it to work that way. They had a witness in her journal where that witness said, she said, I could swore I saw Brown reaching through the window to grab the officer and his friend holding onto the leg of the officer. Everybody, including Darren Wilson, says that the friend didn't do anything. He stepped aside and stayed out of it. But that witness wasn't treated the same way as other witnesses, because that witness said that Darren Wilson did everything right, said that Brown had his hands down, said he was charging him and everything. Any other prosecutor would have tore that witness apart and said, how can we trust what you're saying when you're saying that this other man grabbed the officer's leg when everybody, including the officer, said that didn't happen. But the prosecutor never challenged that witness on that. There's so many things. I mean, I've been reading over these reports. There are so many things going on here.
So there's so many holes in that investigation. It's just straightforward at the end of the day. Straight Swiss cheese, yo. There's so many holes in the investigation that, I mean, they just keep on, it's like an onion. You peel one layer off and you got another layer to unravel all over again.
It's like going through therapy.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I mean, mm-hmm. Every day, you know, this is not to say that, you know, this is kind of new information to me or what you're saying, but at the end of the day, we're going to keep on finding out more and more about this because this is such a flagrant slap in the face, just to the American, not just the black, but to the American public as a whole. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, the way this quote unquote the greatest country in the world and everything like that. I mean, it depends. It's the beauties in the eye of the beholder, the way you look at this point right now, B. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But anyway, you know, it's just you know, and this goes hand in hand. It's just, it's upsetting how it goes from Ferguson and it travels across to the east to New York City to have the same outcome off of the same outcome. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
when I saw that, first thing I said in my mouth, my father called me, and I said, you know, Strange Fruit could be still be played right now.
Yo, it's relevant. It's relevant, man. It's just, hey, it's just another fashion right now.
Hey, another New York is relevant. Worse because it was on video.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Hold on, now, even the Mike Brown part, they had a small, the construction worker, and those are two white guys.
They had enough.
Right,
though.
And you heard the guy say, damn, he shot him, and he said he had his hands up. What did he shoot him for? In the Mike Brown case.
What's the call to action? The one thing
not one
that
dime.
Eric Garner's mother, you know, just said is, you know, she appreciates the rallying, but we have to do it peacefully. More people can't continue to die. We can't continue to kill ourselves and each other and allow them to kill us all at the same time. Guess what? Our race is going to be extinct before we know it at this race. What's the call to action? What must we do quickly? That's not a hypothetical question. That's a reality check.
Reality,
for right
now.
What must we do?
And what do we tell our children?
We got to do it peacefully, and we got to do it 3 months from now. We got to do it 6 months from now.
We
can't just do it right now.
We have
to do it.
We have to. The thing is,
Hold on. When you said do it, do what? What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is this, we got to rally. People in Ferguson, they've got to go out and vote. You can't have three-thirds of that city to be black, and y'all only have two seats on the county council. That's just like, you're hurting yourself.
But they vote.
Yeah, no, they didn't vote.
I have my issues with that. Let's do this. Let's go to some music, and we won't come back real quick or whatever, because I got some issues with that, even though I understand that is the knee-jerk reaction, for lack of a better term, to try to handle the situation. But I have some qualms with that statement, you know, for the most part. Let's take a quick break, reset, take a breath, and we're going to come right back after this right here. Team Highland, we'll be right back.
It is 9:27. We'll be back.
Trust. can make it. Don't care what the weather, don't care about the trouble. Got myself together. I've been a kind of protection that's all around. I come upon, babe. I've been for real, babe, with the trouble man.
Out here in the D.C. area, same time up there in New York. West Side Highway is shut down right now. Looking at CNN. West Side Highway is shut down right now. And that's a major pipeline to get you from the city to all parts surrounding Jersey, the Bronx, Upper Manhattan, Mount Vernon, Yonkers, all of that, that whole pipeline is shut down.
Stand still traffic.
So I know people in their cars is tight, but hey, deal with it. If you don't like it, hey, pick it up yet. Anyway.
Hey, hit us up. If you're in New York and you got a cell phone and you can actually see any of this in your backyard, hit us up. Talk to us live tonight about the no indictment decision from the grand jury regarding the situation that took place out in Staten Island. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Our resident co-host in the building, Coop, live out of D.C. tonight. Hey, thanks for rocking.
Hey, Coop, is anything popping up out there in D.C. over this, or is it just New York tearing it up right now?
Hey, hold on. Before we went to break, you actually said you didn't agree with
something
that Coop said.
Okay, let's talk about that real quick. I know you said one main action that we could do to kind of combat this kind of activity is to go vote. Okay, yeah, I get that. And I agree with you on some levels of it. But when you get to the, when you cut to the brass tacks of it all, you got to, I don't know, this is just, now this is my, you know, from my observation and my opinion. I have, you know, I just have a gut feeling that even if we vote, whoever we get into office, if our money doesn't pay for their program or pay to push their agenda, we still have no voice. Politics are deeper than going for the right thing, for the right person and the right people at the right time. Politics is really revolved around money. I know we all know
money,
this,
right?
But it's but the thing is, those that control have the controlling stake in the environment, in the community, in the county, in the city, control the politician. They can go as far as they want as pitching campaigns to get the voters that they want us to have, the turnout that they look for, and we can rock the vote all we want and everything else. But at the end of the day, most of these politicians, not all, but most, a good majority of the politicians are controlled by the people behind the scenes that push that push the financial envelopes across the country. If you have your money invested in the community, you could buy the politicians. And when you get the politician, you make the laws. And when you make the laws, you run the country. That's what we're seeing in its entirety. So what I'm saying is, yes, the unification of going to vote is good, but until, and we are the only race of a people who don't know how to unify and stand together without a crabs in a barrel mentality. We are the only race. The Latino population does it. You go to certain areas in certain major cities, there is just all Spanish stores.
around. Supermercado. Pollo Orocio con Pollo. You know what I'm saying? You go either to Chinatown.
Just go ahead
there's
and
a Chinatown. No, I'm just saying. There's a Chinatown in every major metropolis that you go to. You dig what I'm saying? It's a sad reality. I don't like bringing this up, but somebody got to be the conscious. Until we unify as a people, and I know I sound like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X or whatever, but damn it, they were speaking the truth.
Coop,
until we come together as a unit, I mean, this is, the crimes are going to go amongst death and be, as far as I see.
And I understand where you're coming from, and I mean, to be honest with you, I do think that all politicians have some amount of corruptness in them. But depending on where they line up.
Hold on, real quick, where you go. Put a pin in that. I'm not even saying corruptness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that their hand is forced sometimes because of the money that's pushed in the area that they decide to run their campaign, and they run. That's all I had to say.
And I'm fine with that. You don't have to say they're corrupt. I'm gonna say it. I think all of them have a certain amount of corruptness to them. But the thing is, it depends on where they line up on which side they line up. Because even if they got certain people pulling those strings, if they line up on one side, they're going to be willing to take action that holds police up accountable. They're going to be willing to place certain prosecutors in there that will hold them accountable. If they line up on another side, they're going to not be willing because of the people that pull their strings, won't let them. So yeah, do they have strings get pulled? But I'm telling you, I guarantee, the prosecutor in Ferguson, I'm going to say it, he's a Democrat. He ran for office as a Democrat. But if those people in Ferguson and in St. Louis, which Ferguson is a city with inside of them, had got out to vote and they vote in someone else, they could have voted that. People were talking about how that prosecutor wasn't right back in the summertime. He was reelected in November. If they would have voted him out in November and a new prosecutor comes in and handles that case differently, has the evidence presented in the proper manner that a grand jury should do it, that officer is indicted today.
But
no
they kept denying
the
them, the people who were asking for that prosecutor to be replaced or they were asking because isn't that the same man whose father was killed by a black man?
Yeah. Because they were saying it was a conflict.
And so they were saying that, you know, they wanted him out of there for that simple fact. They didn't want him handling the case. But he was like, he was going to be fair. But fair in whose eyes?
Mm-hmm. And then also, have you all looked to see what, remember the other week we were talking about Charles Barkley? Charles Barkley came out and said some more outlandish stuff. And that's
why we talked
about
it. I couldn't even agree with him on this one.
that's why I say, just because a broken clock is right twice a day doesn't mean we got to side with him. That's why Bill Cosby, even though he may have said some correct things, I can't ride with him because it's inflammatory and it does more harm than it does good. Like when we were on before and the gentleman said, he said that Bill Cosby said why he wasn't in the with the civil rights because you never let him see you coming. He didn't care about letting him see you coming when he was on Fox News with Bill O'Reilly. You're on Fox News and you're talking, you're not talking to the people that you're saying that you have an issue with. You're not talking to your supporters in that same community that have the same issue with you. You're talking to teabaggers that are sitting there when they're saying we shouldn't fund food stamps, we shouldn't fund Second Start. They're saying, you know why? Because Bill Cosby said this and that. So you're not helping the cause. You're hurting the cause.
You said it right, Coop. But they are teabaggers, all of them. They're all teabaggers of mine. Anyway, let's go to the break real quick. 9:39 out here in the East Coast, man. We're about to wild out a little bit more, man. It looks like we're going to have some health and wellness coming up after the break to kind of break the monotony or whatever. So ride out with us, man. We got a couple more minutes left. There's about 20 minutes left, man. Stick with us. PM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
That's what it is.
United States in fear. London knows I'm a phantom, South Korea knows I'm here. Posted planet without exception. Rise to your feet for this rarity. Nas a Dilla beat, the fly soliloquy. Surreal nigga talking. This don't happen too often, take precaution. Lies and frauds got you exhausted. You've been accosted. Who told you I lost it? I just put it down for a second, damn. Kenny King lounge for a second, kick his hooves up. Throw stubble on the face for once without a smooth cut. Grow a little gut, can't even enjoy the fruit of my labor. Before they call me Luke and hand me my lifesaver. The ruler's back, you can tell by the trumpets. Prince of Wales, semi tea, biscuits, crumpets. Jury costs more than his car, car costs 200. Get out your chair, the season of Nasir. The season. This is the season. The season. JLX doesn't write it. Hov couldn't write it. He vacationing. Jungle the only brother I take shit from. Hassan give me lines. We talk all the time. So I guess if he inspired my song, it ain't mine. Let me make this clear. They feared against it. Some say Shakespeare never existed. Wow, now, look at the amount of resistance. Attempts to chisel my face from the mountain. You guessed it, bitch, you guessed it. There, did I answer your question? So now that's out the way. Let's get back to my message. Now I'm 40 and a little change. Riding rounds for the new Benz, a little range. Having fun, my little man getting big. Hear my daughter down when we talk, it's real. Nothing is watered down, young boy swag. I'm here today as well as the 90s. But the past, like my ass, is behind me. Ignite the Pyrex, try to bite this. Get nasty, nasitis, arthritis. When you try to write this, ask the wires. The feds at my niggas, why the feds at my niggas? I know by now I should be talking bread, cracking figures. But not stressing, not stressing, I'm surviving, I'm surviving. It's funny when I catch cops texting and driving. Who questions or penalizes them? One day we'll have they ass in court, and we'll be trying them. Ayo, it's love for Detroit. Motown, Motor City, Dilla lives on. It's like he wrote it with me. The soulful sample compliments my rhyme so well. Slack by Xenia, a YSL. Matching the St. Laurent, some fly as hell. Hands in the air, the season of Nasir. The season. This is the season. That time, yeah. Dilla, rest in peace. What up, Detroit? Fly ladies, dope dealers and killers. Worldwide. NY. Yeah. Yeah. The season. Yeah. This is the season.
Yes, CM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh, okay.
That was someone with a beautiful song. Save.
That was Nas with the season right there. Of course.
Yes, it's 9:43 p.m. Thank you for rocking with us, y'all.
Right.
But before we go any further, I want to bring on our health and wellness lovely lady coming out of Virginia, Miss Dee Dee Willingham.
Double D.
There we go.
And Dada.
Yeah, Dada. And Child of God. Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. How is everyone doing on this hump day Wednesday? Whoop whoop. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, we alive. We have to fight another fight.
Marvelous and wonderful. And thank God that we are alive to fight another fight. So with no further ado, I know I've been missing, but I wanted to bring you up. The last health and wellness segment that you heard, I was giving you some information on people coming to get a massage and proper massage etiquette as far as hygiene and what to do and what not to do. So I just wanted to follow that up with because I know I was specifically speaking about those of you who come to get a massage, but I also wanted to just let people know sometimes people don't know why they have body odor. Everybody has a body odor. It's just how bad your body odor smells. and everybody recognize it. And please be the first person to smell your body odor and don't let someone else tell you about it. So how do you recognize the fact that you have a body odor? Just know this. One, if you're a man or a woman, you're going to have a body odor. If you sweat, you're going to have a body odor, period. Bacteria lives in sweat. Once you sweat and you don't wipe it off your skin and you let it dry, that bacteria is still alive on your skin producing an odor. And at some point in time, if you don't get it off of you, you're going to have an odor. Now, sometimes it's enough for people to smell, and sometimes it's not. Needless to say, just know if you're a man or a woman and you sweat, you're going to have a body odor. And there are some things that you can also do to help combat any body odor problems that you may have or you are aware about or may not be aware about. And just know, like, some things, like, for instance, stinky breath may not come from just your food. It may come from your digestive system. So you may have, you know, halitosis. Someone says, ooh, your breath stinks. I ate some onions. That may not be what they're smelling. They may be smelling of something a little bit more distasteful than an oniony smell. But know, you know, what you're eating, what's going on in your stomach, in your digestive system. Also know what kind of products you use, like your deodorants, your perfumes, your colognes, things of that nature. They all have a different chemical makeup. And because we as humans all have a different chemical makeup, everything we put on our body does not mesh well with us. So just because you think it smells good in the bottle or when you spray it in the air does not mean it may smell good on you. So please be mindful of that, because not understanding that the foods that you eat and all the things you put in on your body affects the way your body smells. So be mindful of that. One thing I've always been taught as a child is to know your body, and that's the same thing I tell everyone I come into contact with, being in my position, in my field, and also my daughter, just to know your body well enough that you know someone else doesn't have to tell you that you have an odor. You know if you have an odor or not. So to make sure if you're self-conscious or if you just want to take the next step in knowing your body as far as odor is concerned, make sure you wash regularly. I know that sounds crazy, but I promise you, for instance,
there are people that don't do it.
Teenage boys, there are a lot of people, but teenage boys, for instance, that is a big, I would say, boys going through puberty up to their teenage years, that's a big category of people or human beings that don't particularly wash on a regular basis. Why, we ask? I don't know. Maybe the gentleman on the show can tell me when I finish. Needless to say, but wash regularly. Everybody doesn't do it, but please wash regularly. If you have the ability to take a spritz bottle with you, put some vinegar in it. Excuse me, some white vinegar, distilled white vinegar, and some distilled water, and take a spritz a spray bottle around with you to freshen up. Like if you're out, you can't get to a bathroom to use a washcloth or anything like that. You can just use this spritzer. The vinegar acts as a neutralizer. So it helps to kill and to neutralize the smelly bacteria and fungus that may be growing because you are sweating and didn't know that was still on your body. If you are into taking supplements and vitamins, please go green. There are a lot of green supplements that you can take. If you don't take supplements, make sure you incorporate a lot of greens into your diet. Broccoli, kale, all greens, cabbage, all greens, all green vegetables. That will also help cut down any body odors. Make sure you wear clothing with natural fibers. If you're wearing poly and ester and silk and all the synthetics, you're likely to sweat. They just don't mesh well with skin and sweat and body odor. Wear your cotton, your natural fabrics, because they absorb odor better. And they also make clothing with odor absorbers in them. So if you're a person who perspires a lot, you may want to look for those type of clothing. Also, change your diet. If you're a person who eats a lot of fatty foods, oily foods, greasy foods, you are destined to have an odor. It's just like a no-brainer. Change up your diet, and you'll see definitely if you increase your water intake, you'll see a great big difference. And just like when you go and use the bathroom, your urine will smell different. So incorporate some water. Change your diet up. Also, do a detox. I recommend to everyone that you detox at least twice a year, especially after the holidays, but definitely detox, because we do put toxins in, but there's only so much we can do to get them out. If we're not drinking enough water, if we're not exercising properly, if we're not taking any supplements to get rid of them, you're really not doing enough to get the toxins that you put in out of your body. So detox at least twice a year, and do your research before you take a detox. There's pill detoxes. You can juice it. You can Do all sorts and types, but you want to do what's best for you, so consult a doctor first. And definitely check your digestive system and gut health. If you're taking a probiotic, that is awesome. If you're not, please look into taking a probiotic or a prebiotic. Your digestive system and your gut health is like almost number one to the reason why you have odor, besides the sweat. I'll say number two then, as to why you have odor coming out of your body. If what's going on in the inside, like in your gut, is not right, then it's, you're destined again to have an odor. So make sure you take your prebiotics, your probiotics, your supplements, drink your water, and don't eat a lot of sugary foods, don't have a bad diet. We can take better control of our odors. And, again, don't be upset if someone tells you, you know what, that is a nice amount of cologne or perfume, just not on you. Just know that maybe your chemical makeup just doesn't mesh well with it. Thank you for joining me for tonight's Health and Wellness Hump Day Wednesday. Whoop, whoop. And I'll be back.
No doubt.
Damn, that's it?
Ms. Willingham.
Don't think.
Live out of the creative section. Letting you know that funk is no respecter of person. Everybody's
right.
Funky.
That's right. Everybody. Oh, but damn it.
I thought you were going to give us.
What? I want you to tell me why from like 9 to 10 up to like 17, 18 don't want to take showers.
They lazy.
I don't know. I can't speak to that. I can't speak to that actively. Only because I took once my mom and my sister told me one time we was coming from the mall that I stunk, and from that point on, I was like probably like 11 at that time.
See, exactly.
You know, listen. Feel me with no hands on this. From that point on, there was a shower every day incorporated into my daily routine. From that point on, so even
but
if I wasn't going anywhere. No, before that, I don't think I stunk until I guess the puberty started kicking in around the 11-12 area, and then that's when, you know, the underarms started getting a little funky, and I didn't realize it until somebody told me that. And then
I
smoked,
probably
I like,
already started
okay,
getting funky.
I said, damn.
Started getting hair.
I said, damn, I do kind of stink, don't I? And then from that point on, I went and took a shower, and I was good from there. But I do know other young men in that teenage area
that do
that.
Tell you. Sometimes people do have to tell you. I know Dee Dee said in her report, you know, people shouldn't have to tell you, get familiar. Some people aren't familiar, and it does take people to tell you.
That's why I'm
trying
to get familiar. So, you know,
I'm an older sister to two boys.
But Dee Dee, here's the thing, though. As a boy, you know, we're used to smelly stuff anyway, so we may not think we stink. See what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna give you a prime example. Then we gonna go to break real quick. When I used to coach in the summertime, we used to have the kids outside in the morning. They used to come in to like figure out which sport they're gonna play for the day or whatever. And a specialty camp that I did, and the room smelled like an old Chinese movie. It smelled like Pai Yao. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yo,
really?
Word, son. I was just like, yo, who is this, you know what I'm saying, with straight Houdini funky beat going on right now? And I knew who it was, but I addressed it to the whole class. I said, look, you guys are getting older now. Y'all going to 7th and 8th grade. Some of your bodies are changing. Gave the whole spiel. And the dude who I knew was thinking was looking around like, shit, that ain't me. I hope y'all listening to him. That ain't me. So
that's why he was looking around. Make sure nobody looking at him.
No, but listen, but what I'm trying to tell you is he really didn't believe it was him that was thinking. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had to pull him to the side like, yo, what deodorant? I had a back door like, yo, what deodorant do you use when you wake up in the morning? Like, deodorant?
None.
What do you need deodorant for? I said, you know what, bro? Try some Old Spice. It worked for me when I was a kid and never did me wrong. So some of us just don't know we stink until, like you said, somebody tells us.
Yeah, I'm a big sister to brothers, so yeah, they start not taking baths about 7 when they on their own.
Okay, well, let's say this. Women, please know that you're smelling before someone tells you. Men, I understand it's just been explained to me now. Moving forward, men, you know, try to limit that, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's
Quasho.
Right. Anyway, let's go to break real quick. We're going to come right back, y'all. 9:55. We got a couple minutes left in the show. Cool, we're going to bring you back. We're going to get some clothes and find the source, man. We'll be right back.
Party girl, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Bring up my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
9179-3926. Wow, Boston. That's my Boston, everybody. Hey, thanks for rocking. You are inside the social lab. CeeLo Boston, Steve James, Hot Chocolate, MIA tonight. DD Lob out of Victoria. What's going on, everybody? A few minutes left in the show.
Cool. We got
Eric Connors.
Cool. We got you back on.
New York City is up in an uproar. Is looking pretty wild.
Absolutely.
There has to be change.
But
this
coming year is going to be so, like, oh my gosh, the possibilities, people, that are opening right now because of what's going on. You know how, like, after everything is torn apart, beautiful things come after that? Yeah. That's all I can say about that.
I can dig it. Cool. What you got left to say, man? We got about a minute left in the show, man.
I was just going to say, my thoughts don't stink, so I smell good. So what y'all talking about?
Well, I guess if you know your body then.
No, his farts do not stink. They do stink, and you're lying on live air, and I'm not going to let you do it.
Hey, but I am.
Close your mouth. It's all right.
I am deeply emotional about this whole Mike Gardner, the
Eric Garner,
and the kid that's up there in Ohio that got killed.
The 12-year-old, right?
Yeah, the 12-year-old. It's like,
yes,
man. I mean, and y'all know I'm serious about my politics. It's like November has been a bad month, and now it's going into December. It's like the election. It's like I really mean it. I got to get out over the next couple of months, and I've got to get out and be more active and do more things and just to help more people. It's just disgusting right now.
Hey, with that being said, we'll check y'all back Friday night. Stay safe, be thankful. Hey, we out, everybody. Good night.
Whatever you do it well.
Real talk.
I got a new funk that's coming, y'all.
Peace.
Oh, that's it. Went off. All right. Peace.